This is our next blood sacrifice of still asking people to recognize our humanity. We saw this in the 60s. We saw this in the 80s. We're seeing it now. But if you look at the power structure, this is still black and brown people asking for equality. This is still white NFL owners allowing black players to kneel. This is still white NASCAR owners allowing black players to wear Black Lives Matter. This is still white corporate power brokers at Starbucks allowing their employees to say Black Lives Matter. So for me, I'm still pretty angry about it. We're still in a space where we're asking a television landscape to please allow us to speak truthfully. Please don't sideline us. Please give us a platform to speak. I think in order for this country to have a true reconciliation and a true recognition of where we are and stop buying into a false narrative about who America is, we have to reimagine America. Previously, we could only see what was possible, and even that seemed out of reach. In this moment, we are seeing the impossible, and power concedes nothing. So this is a moment for us to take up ourselves and galvanize this movement and grab power. So when I see the power structure start to shift, where we're not asking permission to live, to breathe, where we're not asking to hold on to our lives and to be allowed to pursue our livelihoods, then I would describe that as a seismic power shift.